Jay Wall Jasper is a writer, speaker, and devotee of the walking movement in the U.S. Jay conducted two workshops here in Cook County in December on how to make Grand Marais and Cook County more vital, vibrant, and walkable. He recently wrote an article for MinPost on walking the Walking Summit, the International Walking Summit, happening in St. Paul in a few weeks, and he joins us now by phone. Welcome back to the Roadhouse, Jay Wall Jasper.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, Jay, I'm so glad we connected. We've got a busy summer season upon us. I know everybody's busy out walking. What have you been up to?
Well, I take a walk almost every day. It's sort of, I consider it my meditation, my therapy, and my health prevention. But, you know, walking is, it's not only fun, but it's actually really good for you. I mean, the medical benefits of walking are just almost astonishing. If you walk 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, you have like a 60% less likelihood to come down with a lot of things that you really want to avoid, including dementia, depression, cardiovascular disease, many forms of cancer, osteoporosis, anxiety, diabetes. And so it's as a, at the last walking summit, as one of the, as a family practitioner from California said, if walking were a drug, it would be declared a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I believe you. I'm a believer. I walk after dinner walks. Great way to get out, visit with the family and the neighbors. And, yeah, generally keep yourself healthy, keep your mind clear. And this walking summit coming up in St. Paul looks like a pretty big deal now. International.
Well, yeah, it's the National Walking Summit. And
oh,
it's but it is. This is the third one that's been done. The first two were in Washington, D.C. I was at both of them, and they were really amazing. I mean, I just learned so much then about a subject I thought I knew a lot about. And there's just there's people really from all over the country, you know, small towns as well as big cities, people of all races and ethnic backgrounds and religions, and just all unified around the idea that walking is just really a great idea. And it's good for our health. It's also good for a lot of other things, though, too. I mean, walking tends to build stronger communities. You, when you're out walking, you absolutely know your neighbors much better. I always like to ask people, how many really good friendships have you developed by honking your horn and waving from behind the windshield at somebody? No, you meet people face-to-face, and walking is the best way to do that. It's also good for the you know, places that have good walkable commercial districts. Those places tend to be much more you know, kind of economically vital than places where everybody has to drive and there's big parking lots. So just kind of the list goes really on and on and on. I mean, walking is good for the environment, obviously. And, you know, and just really it's almost just like just that kind of magical thing we do every day. We don't pay much attention to it, but it can have a really profoundly positive impact on our lives.
Well, the 2017 National Walking Summit held in St. Paul, September 13th through the 15th, this year's theme looks to be vital and vibrant communities, the power of walkability. And
yeah,
that was the topic of your MinPost article, the power of walking. What are some of the areas? What's the power behind walking?
Well, you know, I mean, walking just, there's that old phrase pedestrian, you know, which means something that's kind of essentially boring, you know, of little value. But, you know, walking is anything but pedestrian. And just, I mean, some of the power just simply is that, again, the power to make us healthier, the power to make our communities stronger, the power really to make us happier. I mean, I just think that, you know, I mean, doctors, you know, have said that walking 30 minutes a day is every bit as good as an antidepressant for many, many people that are, you know, they're suffering from depression. And, you know, and even if you're not suffering from depression, it just can kind of lift your mood. It spikes your creativity. I mean, that's kind of been proven over and over that, you know, that going back to the 4th century, there was a St. Jerome, who I've never heard of except for this quote, said, to solve a problem, walk around. And I find that to be true. I'm a writer, and I, you know, I'm here in my upstairs office, and if I get stuck on something, I'll just sort of, you know, run down the stairs and walk down the sidewalk, and, you know, 9 times out of 10, I have the problem nailed. You know, what's the best headline for that story, you know, before I've walked a block?
Well, you know, I've done an interview in the past about the creative process and the ability to sort of collaborate with teams and take the meeting outside, take it for a walk, and the
yeah,
kind of ideas that flow on the trail are something you just won't find sitting down. Now, here's a question, Jay, for the, you know, less physically inclined. Let's say you've got some issues with obesity, you have some health issues. What level of walking is going to improve your health? Do you need to be vigorous with this? How much walking? What
pace? You know, it's just a moderate pace. And the good, really good news, as I said, 30 minutes a day is the magic number, 5 days a week. You know, you can do those in 10-minute increments. You know, if you walk three times for 10 minutes, I mean, that's pretty easy to do. You know, and the truth is that also, you know, dancing, gardening, bicycling, those things are all great for you too. You know, it's just, it's physical activity that's the magic thing. But just walking is usually the easiest for people. You don't have to have any special training. You don't need any special equipment. You can generally do it almost anywhere, you know, at any time. It's just right out the door. You can even walk around your house. And people say, well, God, how can I find another 30 minutes in my day? Well, sometimes there's just things you're doing. I've taken to just, you know, with the magic of mobile phones now, if I'm going to call up a friend, I'll just take a walk and do it. You know, I actually think I'm a more brilliant conversationalist because I'm walking while I do it. And, you know, walking meetings, which you mentioned, are becoming a big trend a lot of places. It's interesting, all the historical figures that were really fond of walking meetings, you know, Steve Jobs, Charles Dickens, you know, going all the way back to, I think, Aristotle. You know, so that's not a new trend. And just a simple thing as a phone call. I often, you know, even when I'm have a meeting, even if I can't go to get outside, I'll just take that, you know, I'll take that call while I'm walking, you know, pacing the floorboards in my office.
I'm Dave Terstig. We're talking with Jay Wall Jasper. He is a writer, speaker, and chronicler of the walking movement in the U.S. Jay's going to be attending the National Walking Summit here in St. Paul next month, September 13th through the 15th. The theme of this year's summit is Vital and Vibrant Communities, the Power of Walkability. And we're talking about all the benefits of walking and how it's sort of a universally approachable activity. Like you say, Jay, you don't need a lot of special sporting goods. You don't need a fancy gym. You just get out and walk anywhere. Now, what about rural America? You know, we're up in Cook County here. We got a lot of hills. We got winter.
Yeah.
We got a lot of ice. What are some of the challenges that we face when the environment isn't cooperating?
Well, those can certainly be obstacles. Also, in a lot of rural places, fear of dogs, you know, is another issue, you know. Yeah, but there's always a way around. I mean, if it's, you know, you just, on a really icy day, you just, you know, just walk up and down the parts of the sidewalk that have already been shoveled. You know,
walk like a duck.
That's exactly, yeah. You know, be very deliberate in your steps and, you know, keep your eyes, you know, on the sidewalk in front of you. You know, and just simply, you know, the beauty of walking is, you know, even in cold weather, you can dress for it. You know, and the point is, yeah, you'll be a little cold when you start, but you become your own furnace when you're walking in cold weather, too. And, you know, I'll start out with a walk, you know, I'll have three or four layers on, and I'm oftentimes, you know, I've pulled the scarf off, and I've taken one glove off and just to kind of cool myself off. So you know you're getting that exercise that way. So, and, you know, and so walking, it's very interesting because a lot of people think, oh, walking, that's fine for if you live in a place like Minneapolis where there's sidewalks everywhere, but we don't have those here. We live in a suburb or we live in a small town. But really, in many ways, small towns have a lot of advantages when it comes to walking. I mean, there tends to be less traffic there. There's, you know, less neighborhoods people might feel a little bit nervous about walking through. And the beauty, and I was very, very impressed with the talks that I gave up last December in Grand Marais. I mean, just the ideas and the imagination, the creativity of the people that came out. You know, if you can really connect with your neighbors in a small town and you can make things happen, it takes a long time to make something happen in a bigger city. But if you have the right group of people with the right amount of energy and some really good ideas, you know, you can, you know, things can kind of happen very quickly.
It can be easy. You're right, Jay. Just get out, take a walk, start small, work your way up.
Yeah.
Don't have to hit it too hard, especially if you're, you know, got some health issues recovering from illness.
No, and also, we often say, too, you know, even people in wheelchairs or motor carts, you know, they walk by rolling, you know, and the fresh air is good for you. I mean, it's interesting. You know, there's more and more medical evidence that says being outside has health benefits, you know, even if you're just sort of standing there. Social connection has health benefits. You know, the more people, you know, even kind of informal conversations you might have on a sidewalk, that's a big boost to your health. And so, yeah, it's just I can't say it any more strongly, but just get out and take a walk. The summit is focused, you know, because you brought up a good point. You know, what about a place where it's cold? What about a place, you know, where there aren't sidewalks? But the summit, one of the big things that people will be learning there is just simply hear stories from people all over the country that live in places like where the place they live, And here's what they did, you know, on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Here's what they did in a Latino community in California. Here's what they did in a small town in Kansas. You know, Albert Lea, Minnesota, way on the south side of the state, has done some really major renovations of their downtown and other parts of the city, putting in more sidewalks and just making it easier and safer to walk. And so, you know, you come away with just a million ideas of what you can do in your own community, and it's, you know, and it's overcoming those barriers.
And, you know, a lot of this is being advocated on behalf of healthcare. Big insurance companies are behind this. The State Health Improvement Program, I know, we've been active with, and they've been funding this movement, this, you know, preventative care. We're really lucky to be in a progressive state and to have all these enlightened minds. The summit now is coming up in September. Are you presenting, Jay? Do you have a?
I'm going to be there writing about it. I've written about the first two, and so I'm going to write about this one too. And I'm really proud to have it here in Minneapolis. And Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota has had a lot to do with bringing it here. And it's just, you know, D.C. is a wonderful place and a great walking town, but really, you know, it's time to get outside of D.C. and get the message to people all over the country. And it's a lot easier for someone from Minnesota or Wisconsin to get to St. Paul than it is to get to D.C. So this should be a really good time. I've met interesting people and have had, you know, just learned so much at the first two. I'm just thrilled to be at the third one.
Great. That's coming up September 13th through the 15th down in St. Paul, the National Walking Summit. And we've been speaking with Jay Walljasper, a writer, speaker, and chronicler.
Yeah.
I still have trouble with that word.
For more information, people can just Google National Walking Summit 2017, and that will get you right to the information where you can sign up and see all the stuff that's going on. There's going to be mobile workshops where people are going to kind of be hitting the streets and looking at different walking great ideas and walking solutions around the, you know, the metro area. So,
great.
So it'll be fun.
Great, Jay. And then, of course, last question, what's the future hold for Mr. Walljasper? What's the next project?
Well, I published a book called America's Walking Renaissance last year. And now I'm a business professor at George Washington University, and I are trying to get together another book. He's written a previous book about walking as well, and do a book just simply how walking is, you know, walking is good for business. You know, walking is good for, you know, 85% of all Americans say they want to live in a walkable neighborhood. That's not coming from me. That's coming from the National Association of Realtors. So just, you know, really making the case that, you know, it's important for a lot of reasons, including our economy, just to create more walkable communities, you know, where people are healthier, where people are happier, and, you know, where there's just a lot more community spirit.
Well, thank you for all you do, Jay, and carrying the torch and making this movement happen. You're a true inspiration.
All right.
You get me
thank
out
you.
Walking. Thanks
I'll
for joining
I'm looking
us
forward on. To my next walk up in Grand Marais.
All righty, sir.
Okay.
We'll see you in St. Paul.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.